In a turbulent age of dastardly thieves and cruel outlaws, treacherous treachery and vindictive tribal affiliations, we find a nobleman, a real hero, a nobleman who was from the honorable tribe of Bani Hashim and the famous tribe of Quraysh. He was also the first cousin of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him. This man was so noble, honorable, and pure right from birth that he was born in the house of God. He was born in the house of Allah the Almighty. He was born in the Kaaba. Do you know of any other human being born in the Kaaba? I sure don't. And this noble man was raised in the arms of the Immaculate Messenger of Allah, Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings upon him. He was fed morsel by morsel by the Prophet of Allah. And this noble and just man learned Islam right from its source, and right from the very first verses revealed. He was truly the living and breathing miracle of the Messenger of Allah. This noble, just, and pious man was also the greatest defender of the Messenger of Allah. And this brave man partook in the great battles of the early Islamic era. Many times the Muslims were greatly outnumbered, but this man stood like a mountain in the defense of the Messenger of Allah and Islam. This man was also the first divinely appointed Imam, the first of the 12 successors of the Prophet of Allah. This man was the first male believer, the first male Muslim. And this man was the first to agree to support the Messenger of Allah in his divine mission. This man was the Quranun Natiq, the speaking Quran. This pure man was the father of the second and third Imam, the successors of the Messenger of Allah. This man was also the grandfather of the 9 divinely appointed Imams, who were the successors of the Messenger of Allah. And who could forget that this man was the honorable husband of Lady Fatima Zahra, the greatest lady ever to be created by the Almighty Allah. And this man was so fearless and had profound Iman that he accepted to sleep in the place of the Messenger of Allah, in the very bed of the Messenger of Allah, even though he knew that his life was in mortal danger because the Kuffar of Mecca planned to kill the Holy Prophet in that very bed. They planned to kill him with 40 sharp spears in the hands of 40 strong warriors. That's pretty serious. And in the Battle of Badr, one-on-one, this brave man killed the greats of the pagans. And in the Battle of Uhud, this great man stayed with the Messenger of Allah when all but a handful stayed to fight, while the treacherous rest of the men fled from the battlefield. And who could forget the Battle of Khaybar, where this powerful man literally ripped off the really, really, really big fortress gates of Khaybar. And according to some, he used it as a shield throughout the battle, or according to others, he used it as a bridge to the victory of the Muslims. And in the Battle of Hunain, the world of Islam once again witnessed the bravery and courage of this great man. And then there's the Battle of Tabuk, where this honorable man had to stay behind, but only to the request of the Messenger of Allah, because he was the Harun to Musa. And so he had to stay behind and govern and protect Islam and continue the path of Wilaya. This too took a lot of bravery. Do you know what it feels like to stay behind when you are the one that is in every battle defending the Messenger of Allah and Islam? This noble man was so well known in his greatness in Islam and Iman that the overwhelming masses came to pay allegiance to him as the Caliph of the Muslims. And this noble man was the one who fought off and overcame the fitnas of Jamal, Siffin, and Nahrawan one after the other. That's a lot of fitna. It seemed like there was no way to defeat and overcome this noble, great, and brave man. This living miracle of the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings upon him, this holy, pure, brave, and noble man, except to murder him while he was in his prayers, while he was fasting on one of the nights of Qadr, in the holiest of holy months, in the month of the holy Ramzan. Do you know who this man was? This man was a noble man in an age of outlaws. This man was Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salam. Inshallah, may Allah help us all to walk the path of this great and noble man, to walk the path of Imam Ali alayhi salam, wherever you are.